I'm Larry Richard.
And I'm Kevin Battle. Good morning. Thank you for joining us.
The end of last week, Pennsylvania Attorney General Josh Shapiro released a natural gas report. What's in it and why the Marcellus Shale people here aren't happy about it? On our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, David Spiegelmeyer, who is the president of the Marcellus Shale Coalition. David, welcome back to KDK Radio.
Yeah, good morning, Larry and Kevin. Glad to be with you guys.
Well, let's start with the letter. What prompted Attorney General Josh Shapiro's letter, and what's in it?
Well, it was more than just a letter, Larry. The letter kind of outlined some of his points, but he had about a 40-minute press conference last week. And his press conference was, in his eyes, a report of a grand jury investigation regarding shale gas development here in the Commonwealth. His report, he wrote the report, is full of inaccuracies. It's based on innuendo and misrepresentation. It completely overlooked Pennsylvania's existing robust modern regulatory framework for development. Heck, we've spent the last 12 years modernizing Pennsylvania's rules in the Commonwealth. You know, in regard to his comments, the DEP stated, the Department of Environmental Protection stated, it does, quote, it does a disservice to the citizens of the Commonwealth, end quote. And they said in many aspects, quote, are factually and legally incorrect, end quote. For the top law enforcement officer of our Commonwealth to continue in a public press conference when with the letter to spout off statements that are just factually and legally inaccurate, you know, is alarming at its best, and I think it's a failure of his duty to the citizens of our Commonwealth at its worst. You know, the AG uses the term like evidence very loosely. He relied on stories and claims without any proof or corroboration. And the major thing for me, I've been in the industry for 37 years. It was very clear to me that he lacks the basic knowledge of the business for which he was speaking. I think if he had been on a well site, if he had seen, you know, the rules of engagement that we're operating under today, I think he would have kept his rock bag tied. But clearly he came to a press conference with a narrative that was clearly a narrative written to eliminate fossil fuel use. So, you know, my biggest concern is what he didn't say. You know, we've spent the last decade modernizing the regulatory framework for development. He totally omitted three separate statutes or laws that were passed, Act 13 in 2012. It not only put the impact fee in place, it's raised $1.8 billion for the citizens of our Commonwealth, but it passed more than 40 regulatory enhancements on the environmental side. Act 127 actually gave the PUC oversight over pipeline safety. And Act 9 had to do with the emergency response provisions. DEP, since the beginning of shale gas development in 08, have dozens of regulatory enhancements that have been made, Larry and Kevin, that make Pennsylvania one of the most robust and high-performing states in the country. Last year, we drilled 677 wells in Pennsylvania, over 19,000 inspections with a 98% compliance rate. I think Pennsylvania's industry is led by Pennsylvanians. There are people working in our business. 8 out of 10 of them are Pennsylvanians. We have, as we talked before, Larry, we have an enormous opportunity to use affordable and abundant energy to grow our economy and continue to clean our air. Natural gas is now a third of our power generation supply in the Commonwealth. We've dropped carbon dioxide, volatile organic compounds, nitrogen oxide, sulfur dioxide. All criteria pollutants have dropped because natural gas is now being used in power generation. And we have the ability to retool manufacturing once again in our region with affordable energy if given the opportunity to do so.
And Dave, a lot of the recommendations, as you mentioned, were already covered in recommendations by the state's attorney general were already covered in things like Act 13, which expanded the drilling, I guess, required drilling to be 2,500 feet from certain areas and also allowed for fracking companies to disclose all the chemicals. You're already doing that. You talked about affordable energy. That leads to other positive aspects for our region. Jobs in your industry now, but other industries could benefit as well. The quote-unquote epicenter of the post-pandemic recovery area is our area, according to members of the Pittsburgh Works Together Coalition. How could that be affected by this recommendation?
Yeah, if we're unable to develop the resources necessary to to allow this economy to blossom around energy. I mean, we've got a world-class, you know, ethane or polychemical industry, you know, emerging in Western Pennsylvania. We've written an obituary for manufacturing in Western Pennsylvania for three decades. Now we have the ability to write birth announcements made possible by affordable energy. I think we will likely see new downstream, meaning businesses develop as a result of the products that will be generated and produced at Shell's facility. And I think we'll see new manufacturing blossom in our region as well. As you said, Kevin, there are a number of things that have been passed. And he spoke, first of all, he uses, I would call it a nasty term. He refers to everything in our industry as a fracker. Fracking is a 5 to 10 day completion process in the 50-year life of a natural gas well. You know, he calls the trucks fracking trucks. He calls the employees frackers. He calls the site a fracking site. Well, fracking is a technology that releases natural gas from 2 miles deep in the Earth's crust. And it's been a game changer for not only American energy security, but for consumers that use the product. A decade ago, natural gas was selling at north of $13 a million BTUs, and today it's less than $5 at every utility in Pennsylvania. Here in Pittsburgh, Columbia, PA, and Peoples Natural Gas, their commodity rates are 70% or more less than they were a decade ago. What product can we talk about that's had reductions of 70%? You know, and when we talk about folks of low income, you know, just about everybody in our region heats their homes, cooks their food, dry their clothes with natural gas. Well, I mean, they use that to sustain life, and it's been a huge benefit for them.
Dave, we don't have time to read Josh Shapiro's entire letter, but he started with a tweet, and this kind of, you know, is the money shot, that this is what people hear. And it says, I've announced the findings and recommendation of PA's 43rd grand jury report on fracking industries and failed government oversight. This two-year investigation uncovered how our state agencies failed to protect the people of PA against oil and gas titans. That's what people heard, basically, from what Josh Shapiro said. And what is his problem with the industry? Basically, what does it drill down to? No pun intended.
Yeah, Larry, I don't want to speculate, but, I mean, he's been in the political arena his whole life. It's political season, and the fact that his statements were not bound in science and fact tells me that his efforts were driven by politics. I mean, let's face it, some, you know, want to go to the ballot box in November with a campaign message of let's eliminate fossil fuel use. Well, I would share with the general public that, you know, while we need to continue to ramp up and continue to use more renewables, renewables don't work without baseload energy like natural gas. I mean, the wind doesn't always blow. The sun doesn't always shine. We don't have the kind of battery storage capable of driving not only our residential demand, let alone our commercial and industrial demand. So we need baseload fuels like natural gas, like nuclear power, like coal, things that when you go to turn the switch on in the morning, that the lights come on and that your water's hot and things like that. But, you know, we get, you know, one of those winter months where, you know, the sun doesn't come out more than 10 hours in the whole month. You know, it's going to be pretty hard to rely on solar power to provide our electricity. So we need to make sure we're continuing to produce energy in a responsible fashion. And I would tell you, we are. I mean, I would not put my reputation on the line if I was representing an industry that was taking shortcuts. There's no industry in the Commonwealth that's under this kind of scrutiny. I think that the Attorney General did a major disservice to the employees of the Department of Environmental Protection. He made the comment that they're far too cozy with our industry. I would call 19,000 inspections in our business, and you know, you guys have seen the newspaper. They're not short of fining industry for problems that occur in our business. So, you know, we're held responsible for mistakes that are made, but I would tell you our industry's performing at a very high level from a regulatory compliance standpoint.
Marcellus Shale Coalition President David Spiegelmeyer will talk again. Appreciate the time this morning. Thanks, David.
Yeah, thanks, Jim. Have a good day.
Under Disc Institute, a Pittsburgh Newsline AAA traffic powered by Bowser. They're open for business. Let's check in with Kathy Bergren.
They're pretty quiet on the parkways right now. We've cleared out all that traffic over on the parkway east. We just have volume heading into the tunnels, but no delays.